From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
You're darn right. How the heck are you? I am sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which we have relocated down to my favorite place on earth, my hometown, and that is Tampa, Florida. Kind of impromptu. Didn't know that was going to happen right away. You didn't know you were going to be sitting here.
I got the text from you yesterday, and I was like, wow, that was fast. That was really fast.
Yeah, came down for some personal business. Got to turn right around and head back up early in the morning. But it's just so good to be here. It's family here. It's AM 860. It's the answer. It's AM 930. The answer, Sarasota. We love you. AM 860, Tampa. Of course, you know that. It's home to me, and it's great to be here. I hate to have to turn around and go back so quick, but gosh darn, at least we got to – I'll have to come in and have some fun with you. It's been quite a week. The theme today, opening up the program in hour one, is that Phil Donahue is an idiot. That has absolutely nothing to do with guns, but I couldn't wait to say that on the radio because he is, and he deserves it.
In case the listener was not really clear on that, now we know, right?
Exactly.
Now the listener knows.
Phil Donahue. Go retire already, you idiot. Let's go right to the phone. The Breitbart News hotline is lit up, Jose, with our great friend and regular contributor every week, our analyst, the great award-winning journalist. And this is cool. Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award, Gun Rights Journalist of the Year, and then the following year subsequently wins the award I won that year. He won the journalist, which is the Gun Rights Defender of the Year. No journalist has won both of those awards. And no one's ever done it back-to-back. That's who we're talking about here. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, our great friend. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you, buddy.
Always a pleasure. You got Jose Cruz here with us. You know, Jose, AWR, we're going to start off with you with National Reciprocity. You've written a couple pieces about it, so it's a good segue. And I'm glad Jose was able to come in the studios with me here in Tampa and join me in the safest studios in America, the Crossbreed Holster Studios at AM 860. For a reason, because, Jose, you just took a 4,000-mile trip, and before you took that trip, you consulted with me about what?
Well, I was worried because, like all of the listeners here, we want to be law-abiding citizens with our concealed carry weapon, correct?
Right.
So across these 13 states that we were going to embark on, two of them did not recognize my Florida permit, and one of them was Wisconsin, the other one was Illinois, and I was really unclear about possession laws. And the state websites were, like, absolutely worthless as far as giving me the comprehensive information that I wanted. So I called you and I said, Mark, what's the deal? Give me the long and, you know, the long and short of this.
And we knocked it out within about 15 minutes in a conversation, didn't we?
On the way to the first state.
While you were driving. AWR, the reason I mentioned this, you just heard Jose. This is a real dilemma faced by real people who live real lives off these goofy coasts in this country. This is real life that this man had to be concerned with his family as he traveled across the country. Now, National Reciprocity would have solved everything
totally, and
eliminated the conversation that we had to have and the need for you to ask that question. AWR, you've written extensively about it over the last few days. Where are we, bro?
Well, we hope we're getting ready to have a bill taken up. As a matter of fact, I have an email from Representative Hudson in my inbox, as a matter of fact, and I'll get to that after the show's over tonight. But so he could be telling me his prediction on that. But there's definitely momentum. You know, you have Representative Thomas Massie out of Kentucky. He's pushing hard. Massie, and you and I have discussed him. He's pure gun. He's gun through and through. I think
right.
If you cut him, he would bleed gun. And so you have. He's that way. Hudson is that way. Representative Hudson loves this country like Ronald Reagan loved this country, and he's pushing it. And so I feel like the barrier the whole time, Mark and Jose, we've talked about this. Now, Jose and I haven't, but I mean, I know he knows this. The barrier is Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has no yearning to do anything that's going to make Trump look good. And Trump has already said he's going to sign this bill. It's a gimme. It's a gimme. And so what we're going to have to do is motivate with phone calls, emails. We're going to have to motivate House leadership to act. And as I always say, you got to do that politely. When you call them, You've got to be polite, but you need to remind them. If they're in House leadership, you are their constituent. Even if you're not in their district, if they're in leadership, they're making they're making decisions that are bigger than their district. So they need to play along and support the Second Amendment.
All right. I can't name any names here. And I hate to use that as it almost sounds like an anonymous source as much as it sounds like I hate to do that. But I got a text from somebody the other day that told me that the National Rifle Association is considering tabling anything until August of 2018 so that they can build momentum and raise funds for the push for national concealed carry reciprocity. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I wanted to get that out there. I asked Alan Gottlieb about it. He was, of course, he said if that's true, he hadn't heard that, but if it was true, it would be very disappointing to him. My question is, do you think after what we saw in Alexandria that the NRA would ever take a position like that?
I think it would be political suicide. Here's why. Right now, you and I have discussed this at length. Right now, you've got 8 to 10 red state Democrats. Joe Manchin, the senator, he can't be trusted. You can't trust him as far as you can throw him, but his self-love is so great. He's running for re-election in 2018. He'll vote national reciprocity so that he can win in 2018. So if you don't get that moving now, you take away that. We literally have Democrats who can't vote against it, not if they want to get reelected. And so this should be – Paul Ryan should have started this push 3 months ago, had it done. And, so if the NRA or any group was taking the position that you're talking about, I don't know what I'd be. Apoplectic for sure. I mean, I wouldn't be able to understand why they would do it. It'd be political ignorance. And I don't think they're that politically naive. I just don't.
No, and they're not that politically naive. Sometimes the fact that they're not that politically naive that keeps them quiet gets them in a lot of trouble on both sides because a lot of people don't understand how the game is played. So let's watch and see what happens here, and I hope the information I got is incorrect. Now, let's move over. I do want to ask you this, though, AWR, because your finger is on the pulse here. You apoplectic, come to Paul Ryan? Boy, that's a quieter word than I'd like to use, but I will put it this way. You know my story, okay? It took me an incident that scared the bejesus out of me and my life on the line, not too far from where I sit here back in 2002, to finally make a decision to carry a gun with me everywhere I went. It was a long time. These men were shot at. Paul Ryan's friends and colleagues were shot at. If this isn't going to get him off his duff, what will?
The only thing that'll get any of these people off their duffs, I shouldn't say any, that was a wrong statement, but I'm thinking about Paul Ryan and the people of his mind. The only thing that gets those types of people motivated is self-interest. And that's why I say right now we've got the bull by the horns. Right now we've got the cat by the tail, however you want to say it. Right now we have the Democrats where they have to vote with us. I mean, you take that, you add to it the Alexandria experience, and I agree with you 100%. It's one thing for someone to say, you know, I carried a gun every day for 30 years. I never had to draw it, but I had it. I was ready. That's great. That's the American way. But it's another thing to say, I was playing baseball one day. A guy walked up and opened fire. You should feel how that feels.
Yeah.
Once you know how that feels, I don't think you could back off national reciprocity. And that's why I do think there won't be any waiting until next year.
Okay.
And if there is, we should be outraged because we're going to lose all the momentum and we're probably going to lose houses and our seats in the Senate because the Democrats who should be losing will pick up. That's just my prediction if we don't get this done, because this was something Trump ran on and it's not his fault. He can't make legislation. The Congress has to get this to him and they're not doing it.
You know, I'm sticking with my guns on this, pun intended. I'm very optimistic about it. I want listeners to be optimistic about it. You, listener, I want you to be optimistic. But I want to pass along every bit of information that I get. I hate to use an unnamed source. That's okay. We can do that on the program. You'll know later if I'm wrong. I'm certainly going to, talk a little bit more about it. But, all right, I'm still feeling positive about it. While some others feel a little bit negative, I'm with you on this one, AWR Hawkins. And, Jose, you're shaking your head, yes?
Yes, I
still,
am.
Still feel good about it?
Yeah, I do. Because, people need to – we're dealing with an electorate out there and a populace that's vocal now, and they're going to go out there and address these political figures. And whereas before they were timid or whatever, but now people are energized to speak their mind.
Well, what's interesting, too, AWR, we've only got about 20 seconds, so I'll close it out. the stalling from Paul Ryan is giving Everytown for Gun Safety and Michael Bloomberg on two different fronts. We're going to talk with you about the pieces that you wrote. Aggravating doesn't even come close to the adjectives I like to use to describe how I feel about their manipulation of minds, literally with the help from a freedom-hating, gun-hating press in this country. A.W.R. Hawkins, you wrote two pieces about Everytown claiming victory. We'll ask you exactly what that meant and for you to explain it to listeners when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, live in the AM 860, The Answer Studios in Tampa, Florida, my hometown, talking with Breitbart News' award-winning journalist, A.W.R. Hawkins.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Every town takes victory lap as Paul Ryan lets national reciprocity stall. AW, I think we went there briefly. Did you want to add anything else to that? Because that was your headline on a great piece over on Breitbart News on July 13th. Do you want to go into that anymore before I move to the next headline?
No, there's really nothing. That headline is the story, that was my intention. My intention was for people to read that and call Paul Ryan's office. That's what I hope happened.
Well done, well written, well said, and it worked. Shannon Watts claims win because one state adopted new gun law. Now, this is really fascinating. I know.
He's laughing.
We're on the same page with this. When I read this and dug a little deeper into this, let me just give the analogy. This is the way these people think, AWR. Oh, man, I can't believe gas is $4.35 a gallon. Oh, well, just be glad it's not $5.35 a gallon, okay? Oh, victory in New Jersey is how little crappy stuff gets to the governor's desk. That's not a victory. That's how few crappy bills got to the governor's desk. But when you're accustomed to losing all the time, you take what you can get and spin it into a victory. That's what's happening here, isn't it?
Right, right. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think the victory was in Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, signed an expansion of gun control. But what she ignored, there were either four or five other states where the same legislation was passed and the governor refused to sign it. So I think it was either 4-1 or 5-1 that the gun control was rejected four times more than it was signed. But she calls that a victory. So, you know, that, as you say, that's because they have nothing else to point to. What else are they going to talk about? They can't talk about Hillary winning and how great that was because it didn't happen. They can't talk about the Colorado deal because we were successful with the recall. I mean, basically, if you think about it, Mark, starting with that recall in Colorado in 2013, it's been downhill from that point for Bloomberg, because it was after that that the NRA just absolutely swept the place in Virginia with the legislature. And I think they beat Bloomberg something like 90-1 or 60-1, literally. And so they don't have anything else to talk about. So the governor in Louisiana signed something. Louisiana asked for it. They elected a Democrat governor. There you go. And that's it.
You know, elections have consequences. You want to put a Democrat in office, you're going to get this kind of garbage. I don't want to hear any complaining. Go back to the voting booth. Same goes for Jersey. Gun owners in Jersey, I love you, man, and I know the fight. I work very closely with your organization, NJ2AS. It's just so frustrating for me. But this is what happens when, like my mom said, you know, when Obama won his second term, my mom, bless her heart, I guess there's just more of them than there are of us. She just kind of accepted. I said, no, that's not really true, but we'll prove that in the next election. All right. Women's March. The hypocrisy, AWR, is unbelievable. Women's March surrounded by armed guards as they protest NRA and gun rights. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad they did it. I'll be honest with you, and I mean that. I'm glad they did it because they had no credibility to begin with, in my mind. But I'm sure there are some people who thought they did have credibility. And this helped destroy that, and I'm glad. And so I'm glad they did it, you know. And Shannon Watts, I've been writing on her and armed guards for some time, and I actually quoted that in this piece. Actually, it was Everytown spokeswoman Erica Soto Lamb in 2014 defended the fact that the people in Everytown do have guards. They have armed guards. So they're campaigning to disarm us while they're surrounded with armed guards. And she said that that was fair because they get threats all the time, so it's fair, you know. And it's just they don't demonstrate these threats. They don't show us these threats. How do we know they get threats, you know? And the thing is, even if they do, and I don't support that. If they do, I don't support it. But even if they do they not think our lives are in danger too? Why can they have guns but we can't? And the hypocrisy is just ridiculous. And so I think the Women's March did us a big favor because they showed their true colors.
It does. It highlights it. Go ahead, Jose.
I got to tell you, AWR, too, that as a result of all that, there's some wonderful hysterical memes on social media that's bringing that hypocrisy and ridiculousness to light. And I'm just I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And it's how it should be, you know. And it's like you were saying a while ago, Jose. Now
we live in a time where the people's voice is heard. Like, you know, that's why you were optimistic about concealed carry.
Yep.
And that's what I love, what you're talking about. See, the people are outraged at this movement that wants to take our guns, but they want to be sure they have armed guards escorting them to Walmart.
Yeah, and if they think they're winning any minds or hearts by doing that, they are very, very sadly mistaken. Again, real America like you, Jose, drives 4,000 miles and worries about being law-abiding and carrying your firearm and questioning where you can't and finding out what you can do about it, which is what you did.
Yep.
Not what these elitist punks. Okay for me, not for them.
They'll try to actually get on an aircraft, commercial aircraft, with their weapon and then think that there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Hey, AWR, let's run quickly here. Another good one. Is Kid Rock serious, man? He's going to run, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to run. I talked with his PR guy a couple of times last week. And I shouldn't say talk. That's a misstatement. We corresponded a few times. And, yeah, he's going to run. And I'll tell you what, I tweeted about it. I think I pinned the tweet on my site, on my Twitter account, but if I were Senator Debbie Stabenow, I'd just be cleaning out the office. I'd start like tomorrow because I think
he's going to win this.
If you start now and just get a little every day, then by the time he blows her out of the water, she won't have to do anything. She can just hand him the keys and walk away. And I think that's really what she ought to do because he's going to run pro-gun. He's going to run pro-military. He's going to run on getting the economy where it suits the common man. Not the elitist. And if those are going to be your three things, you're going to blow her away.
We just need to pray for Kid Rock that the establishment on our side is going to do everything possible to destroy him and his credibility
exactly.
And all that. So we just special prayer to him if he's going to pursue that.
You know, the good news, Jose, I agree, first of all. I agree to you, with you. We need to pray for him. But number two, what made me so happy about this is that if ever there were a Trump clone – Kid Rock, and by that I mean there is no political correct shackles on him, and he won't let himself be shackled. And what we learned with Trump is, how do you win? You stand for the common man, you don't apologize, and you love your country. And if the love for your country motivates you as a politician, you're going to win. With Trump, he never had to say I love this country, although he did, but it came through. Came through every time he spoke. And I think the same thing will happen with Kid Rock.
All right, AWR, I know we've got to let you go at the bottom of this hour, so I'm going to just give some quotes from Kid Rock in a Piers Morgan interview that you were kind enough to put in your piece, because there's a Washington Post piece out that I really want to go into with you. Maybe we can coax you into coming on the daily program this week. I'll reach out to you by text to talk about that. 30 seconds. Here's what Kid Rock said during an April 13th interview with Piers Morgan when asked if he owned a lot of guns. Kid Rock replied, yes, tons. Morgan then asked if Kid Rock was safe with his guns, to which he responded, yes. Morgan then appeared to search for a flaw he could exploit by asking, quote, why do you trust 315 million other Americans to be safe with them? Kid Rock simply smiled and said, because I got one. Morgan asked, do you need to have one for protection? Kid Rock responded, I need to have one when I go to Detroit. I am never in Detroit without my gun, ever, right by my side, loaded, ready. Morgan added, and you wouldn't hesitate to use it, to which Kid Rock replied, nope, not at all. AWR Hawkins says, love for firearms? Check. Firearms are for self-defense? Check. He's going to win this race. AWR Hawkins, thanks, brother. Breitbart News and Twitter at AWR Hawkins. Have a great evening, AWR Hawkins. We'll see you this week.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in my hometown. I love this. AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer Studios, and I'm sitting here with Jose Cruz. Jose, you work here at the studios.
Yes, I am. I'm actually the assistant operations manager for the entire facility, all seven radio stations here.
And you are also a huge fan of Armed American Radio.
I
have been for a long time.
I became a fan of your show in my previous crappy job. That was the only thing, Mark, that's the only thing that got me through. I started listening to you in 2008.
Yeah, actually, in 2009, right at the beginning of the show.
Went back to all your podcasts, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, awesome. Never had any idea that I would be working here. And then probably within 3 months of starting here, my boss says, hey, do you want to board op this Armed American Radio show? And I'm like, are you kidding?
I remember you came in, and you introduced yourself to me. We met, and it was really fun meeting you. And you and I have been friends ever since then. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so much fun to come back home. It's home. And it's family. You guys are family, too.
And
that
was in 2012. It was weird. I actually got to meet you, and
You wound up working, a fan of the show, and you wind up working at the station, and I'm coming down to do a broadcast. Yeah. And so big, huge thanks to everybody here at the station. That's what I love it, because it's not just you. The Armed American Radio fans around the country, and I get to meet people in airports. Baggage handlers at Tampa International years ago walked up and said, I know you love your radio program. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm a federal employee.
Yes.
I can't carry my gun here at the airport. What would you suggest? Really, truly amazing how engaged Armed American Radio fans are. And, you know, I guess when you're on 200, you know, nearly 200 radio stations, we might be at it or over it now. I lose count. We add affiliates like crazy. But you, the program has an image of a lot of radio stations in hundreds of cities. It's not just one city listening to this show in Tampa. You've got all of Pinellas County, a vast majority of Hillsborough County tuned in right now. As far as I know, a little bit of Pasco County tuned in. So you got a pretty big reach. AM 930 dropping all the way down into Northport. You know, this is all of Central Florida. And it's really, really fun to be able to, when you multiply that out, how many people are learning in the education. So what I want to do, where I'm going with this is, and you're going to take the survey. I know you are. Yep. You haven't done it yet, but you're going to. On the website at armedamericanradio.com, you can click take the survey. It's right there on the front of the page. And I want your feedback. I want to know what you think. This is how we continue to bring you dynamite content. My emails from you are just amazing. I wish I could show you every one of them, Jose. Some of the questions I get. My next guest coming up is a result of an email I got who listened to the show about some shot placement we were talking about. And then my guest was listening to the previous broadcast and heard. And that's how and why my next guest will be here in just a moment. So I want your interaction. I'm trying to find out what it is you think, what you carry, what lifestyle you lead, what you like about what you have, what you don't like about what you have, what you like about show content, what you'd like to hear more of, maybe what you'd like to hear less of. If you hate my guts, don't be afraid to tell me. Be nice about it. I'll read it on the air. But the survey is anonymous. It takes about 15 minutes. It's right there on my website, armedamericanradio.com. You can go in and click take the survey. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It's Jose, and afterwards you get $10 off a purchase from Brownells at $99. They'll ship it to you for free. The survey I will only have up until July 31st, but the actual discount itself that will pop up when you're done with the survey, copy and paste it, save it to a notepad or wherever you put it, bookmark it somewhere, and you can use that through September 3rd. So you've still got another couple months to take advantage of the discount, and we get to learn a lot about you and what you think, and it helps drive content for the next decade because we aren't going anywhere. All right, so let's go to my next guest. He's a good friend of mine personally and a good friend of the program. His name is Dr. John Adine. John Adine is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. He's the real deal. John, welcome to the show. I always call you John because you're such a good friend. I guess I should call you Dr. Adine. Welcome to the program in a formal setting, Dr. Adine. And you are a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, and you're here. We want to talk a little bit about the effects, John, of gunfire in a certain region of the body that you actually heard us talking about last week on The Daily Show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you can still call me John. It's not a problem. We are friends.
I'm going to.
You should, because we've been, you know. Hey, I've slept at the AAR Ranch, so you know.
Yes, you have broken bread at AAR Ranch. You have. You came up and stayed before the National Rifle Association meetings, and it's such a great, always great to see you. Well, I'm back down in my hometown today, so. You know, if you're up in the Atlanta area, I can't really help you much today, John. Hey, let's go into this a little bit. You know, most trainers teach center of mass, isn't that right, John?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, when we're talking about defensive gun use, what we're trying to do is stop the behavior of the, you know, assailant or whatever you want to call it, the offender, whatever, you know. And what you have to do is you have to take the central nervous system out. Now, you can do that several ways. You can have a psychological stop. In other words, you point a gun at a guy and he goes, oh, I don't think I want to get involved in this. I'm out of here. And that's good.
I've lived that. I've watched it in action, John. I've lived it. I understand it. I've seen it with my own eyes. Go ahead.
Right. And then the next thing that if you do have to use the firearm, what you want to do is make a lot of holes in the blood vessels and make a lot of bleeding so that the brain doesn't get blood supply and the person loses consciousness and then they are no longer a threat. So that's the second way you can do it. The third way is a direct shot to the central nervous system or a large peripheral nerve. For instance, shoot them in the head, shoot them in the spinal cord, or shoot a peripheral nerve. If you shoot somebody in the arm and you get the nerve that goes to the trigger finger, they can't press the trigger or they can't hold the gun. And so these are all things that that we can do with our with shooting to stop the threat. And then the last thing that you can do is damage the skeleton or the muscles so badly that they cannot effectively fight. And so that's really what we're looking at. That's what we're trying to accomplish when we use a firearm.
Oh, there's so many liberals out there right now just screaming at you like crazy, hating this radio program. They're just having such a difficult time now. Oh, that poor criminal. Mm-hmm. That poor criminal. That law-abiding citizen shut down his central nervous system and stopped him from killing him. I feel so bad for him and his central nervous system. Here's the deal. I don't. When you attempt, I love going here, I do. Mm-hmm. When you attempt to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you should fully well expect and understand that someone out there might just want to cease your central nervous system function and might very well be prepared to do it. John, what you just described has absolutely nothing to do with the anterior superior iliac spine. It has nothing to do with the iliopubic eminence or the pectineal line. It has nothing to do with the wing of ilium or the articular cartilage or a shot to the greater trochanter of the femur. It has nothing to do with any of that, because now we're talking pelvic girdle shot. You didn't know I knew all that, did you, doctor? Did you?
He's coughing.
You can tell me he's choking. You can tell me it's impressive.
Yeah, right? It's impressive. I just drank some water. Went the wrong way. You just impressed the hell out of me. That's what
there
it
you
is.
Go.
My point is, okay. these are all parts of, and it is impressive, right? I know lots of things. These are all parts of the pelvic girdle in the pelvic region. And the reason I mention this is because it came up in conversation on the daytime show. Now, I think we're going to run out of time here. So let me just kind of set this up for you, and then we'll come back from the break, and we'll get Dr. John Adine's answer to this question. But and you may have heard this too, Jose. You've taken some firearm training. Yep. Dr. Adine takes a lot of training. Yep. I've had tons of professional training. And I will not name names, but there are some professional trainers out there who will tell you, shoot for the pelvic girdle. Shoot for the pelvic region. A 45-round to the pelvic region will drop somebody instantly. They will not be able to stand. They will not be able to continue to function. Well, doctor, every part of the region that I just mentioned to you has nothing to do with the central nervous system and doesn't shut down the motor functions of the body. It doesn't cease the central nervous system from functioning, and it doesn't stop any brain activity or cause any loss of blood from a heart shot, for example, in the center of the chest. So having said that, when we come back, I want to get your professional opinion on why would we tell somebody to shoot there? Is it a good idea? Because it certainly is an easy area to aim for if you have to. And is there any truth to it, or is it just myth? Coming from a real surgeon, not just a radio host who knows a little bit about that area. We'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
A little bit of Rolling Stones and Keith Richards coming in behind Mike Gallagher. I love that. Thanks, Mike Gallagher, for the rejoin. We appreciate it very much. Remember, don't forget to head over to armedamericanradio.com. Take the survey for me, please. I need your help. I'm asking for your help here. I want your feedback. It's very important to me. And, you know, we communicate a lot, and I love when I get your emails, believe me. I try to read as many of them as I can on air, but I want to hear what you have to say to me. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you want to reach out to me by email, you drive a lot of content. A lot of you don't even realize how important the email that you're sending to me really truly is. Maybe I didn't get back to you, or maybe I didn't read it on the air, but I can promise you it's driving content of the program. So I really appreciate it. The survey kind of puts it in perspective. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Click Take the Survey. Take the $10 off from Brownells on a $99 purchase and take advantage of the free shipping. The survey will run on the site through July 31st. The free shipping is good through September 3rd. All right, let's go back to Dr. John Adine. Dr. Adine, I hope you had a chance, John, to quit choking over the fact that I was able to just rip the pelvic area up like that. And I want to go, but the reason I want to talk about this is because a lot of people have heard this. There's a myth out there, or is it a myth, that we can take somebody out because there's that person that says, well, you don't have to kill somebody. And I want to remind people, we're not trying to kill somebody, whether it's a shot to the center of mass or not. We want to stop the threat. Well, here's the controversial statement from the host. If you die because you're trying to kill me, oh, well. Have a great ride wherever you're going. You shouldn't have tried to kill me. I have a right to kill you back. But I don't want to kill you. I just want you to stop trying to kill me. And if you die in the process, well, you earned that. And many people, including this radio host, would say you got what you deserved. I didn't try to kill you, but that was the inevitable result because I had a really good shot that stopped you. John, is there anything wrong with what I just said?
Nope, absolutely not. So now to answer your question about the pelvic shot, yes, it's true and it's not true. Okay,
knew you were going to say that.
And the reason is because you just can't shoot anywhere in the pelvis. You have to actually shoot a very specific area in the pelvis. And that's the lateral pelvis, which is the outer part. It's where the femur joins into the pelvis. That's your target. And so rather than, you know, looking at a, you know, a 2 foot by 1 foot box, you're really looking at a triangle that's probably 6 inches by 4 inches by, you know, 4 inches, or 6 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches.
Right. Now you're, well, I'm not trying to be funny here, but you're talking about where the articular cartilage from the up at the top of the femur meets the pelvic bone. Is that where you're talking about?
Right. We're talking about exactly the hip joint, and we're also talking
right.
about where the blood vessels mm-hmm. bifurcate, where they go from a single large blood vessel and they divide, and they travel right over the front of the hip joint. And also the femoral nerve, which is the one that innervates your quadriceps muscle that allows you to stand essentially, also runs with those. So you have this neurovascular bundle that comes from the inside of the pelvis across the front of the hip joint and then down the leg. And that's your target. Now, you don't even have to directly hit the blood vessels or the nerves. Just having a bullet go by them, because of the kinetic energy of the bullet, you know, we've probably all heard about temporary wound cavities and permanent
right.
wound cavities. Well, the stretching of the tissues and the energy imparted by the projectile going by those can actually either tear like a vein, for instance, or even potentially the artery, and can also cause the nerve to go out, because basically the shock wave turns off the electricity. It's a chemical electricity, but it still does. And so you drop the person on the ground. Now, when do you want to do a pelvic shot? And that's really the thing. Most people say the pelvic shot, the first indication is somebody with a contact weapon. So somebody who's got a knife, a club, and you want to stop them. Say they're going after your children, and you need to put them to the ground. And you don't have a good shot at the, you know, high center chest or the head, you may have to take a pelvic shot. You don't want to hit the middle of the pelvis, because that may not stop them. You want to hit the hip joint, the lateral pelvis. And you can hit them from the front, from the side, or from the back. And all three of those are effective if you hit if the projectile goes through that hip joint area.
Dr. Dean, this is Jose Cruz. Do you think that this philosophy of shooting in this area may contribute to the doubt that some people may have when they're engaging a threat like that, when they're wrestling with the fact of, if I don't put my shot where it needs to be and I may hit an innocent bystander, I don't have a clean shot. Those crucial seconds that people waste trying to evaluate something like that because of this new thing that's out there, do you think that that's a problem for us?
Well, you know, I think if you're aiming at the pelvis, you better be a good shot, because where do most people miss when they're under pressure? They miss low. They jerk the trigger, and they go either, if you're a right hand, you go low left, or low right if you're...
To me, it's low left. I mean, you just nailed it,
yeah.
John. Listen,
yeah.
I have to interject here before you go on with the answer, because I think this is going to be a part of it. But you said stress. We have to understand, listener, I want you to understand that we're talking about a very, very high stress situation mm-hmm. here, where you are firing a weapon in defense of your life or your family's life. I hate to go to that person. Well, just shoot him in the leg. You just wound him. It's not that easy, John. That's why we teach center of mass. What we're talking
right.
about here is very difficult to do.
Right. And this may be, maybe they need to take the pelvic shot if the guy's got armor on and you don't have access to his head. You need to hit him somewhere. If that's the only place you can see, if it's behind mm-hmm. cover and the only thing you can see is his hip, that may be the only shot you get. That's when you have to take it. But again, it's a precision shot. It's not just shooting them, you know, through the pelvis.
Right.
There's plenty of places in the pelvis that won't stop, you know, that won't stop them. It'll go through the iliac wing. That thing's paper thin in a lot of people. It's translucent. It's so thin. And that's not going to stop a bullet. You may, you know, put a bullet through his colon. You may put a bullet through the ureter or the bladder. And that's going to screw him up big time for other reasons, but it's not going to cause the immediate stop, which is what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I'm going to, this is my own personal opinion. I know people teach what they want, and you as a student of the gun are going to learn what you learn in the classes that you take, and hopefully you take instruction from more than one instructor and get a different point of view on this. I have. That's why I was able to bring this up during the daytime show. I've heard it all. My first choice when I'm going to shoot, and I've actually pointed a gun at a human being, I did not point the gun at the pelvic girdle. I pointed the gun at the center of mass, you know, under incredible stress. at that moment in time. Your adrenaline is through the roof, Dr. John. It's very difficult. I don't know. I you don't know until you get in that situation whether or not you're even capable of pulling the gun. Some people don't know. So we're talking about an incredibly high stress with an incredible amount of adrenaline release flowing through the body. This is not easy to do, and I want to make that very clear. Please stop me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, and I want to stress that that lateral pelvic shot is not, you know, a beginner shot.
Oh, that's, you know, a great point.
I'm
glad you said that.
This is an expert shot. You better be good. You better be precise. And you
had better be well trained.
Right. That's why you take training, and that's why you need to do stuff with stress inoculation, so that when you are under that stress, you can perform.
As the way you were taught. Dr. Adin, I'm sorry I could talk with you all day long. I've got to cut you there because we're getting ready to end this hour. Thank you very much for being here. And letter writers, thank you, each one of you, for sending me the emails that brought Dr. John Adin to the program. Very informative stuff. And for those of you who just can't stomach it, well, you know, Phil Donahue's on another channel. That's all I can tell you. Dr. Adin, God bless you. Thanks for everything you do, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We're coming back with Marshall Tig Tigner. Talk some more training. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you in just a few seconds with Marshall Tig Tigner.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.